Go.
Hello, my name is Adriana with Total Sports Travel, returning in call back.
Yes, please. My name is Debbie Allen. I made a reservation today for the SEC tournament through y'all's at the Westin, and when I finished and got my confirmation, I noticed you still had my old address. I've gone in your system and changed it now, but on my confirmation, it has my wrong mailing address.
Okay, I
So
can
if
get
I
to
give you that confirmation number, can you make certain that it's changed and anything you mail to me, is that the correct address now?
Yes. May I have the reservation number, please?
46817.
Okay, and thank you for providing this information. And may I have it to verify the correct mailing address?
1202 Live Oak Circle, Opelika, Alabama, 36801.
Okay, and thank you for providing this information. So I do see here that we received that update that you did. I'll be
Oh,
resending you
good.
another confirmation with the correct address printed on there.
Bless your heart. I was freaking out. I changed it for the credit card and I thought I was changing it for all contact information, and apparently I wasn't. Because when we got the emails, we're like, oh no, this is not good. I don't live there anymore.
Yes,
Okay,
yes,
so
ma'am.
this is all I have to do, and you'll send another confirmation?
Yes,
Same
ma'am. You should.
confirmation number, just with the right address.
That's right. You should be receiving that shortly in the next minute or so. If it's not in the inbox, check the junk or spam folder.
Okay. Y'all came, it came right to my regular mailbox when you sent it the first time.
Yes, ma'am. If you have
And I
any other
have one more
questions.
question. I do. I do. It did not offer us the option to get a queen, two queens. It only had one king. Is that an option? Because I see on the hotel site it is, and I've actually stayed there before. My husband is a dialysis patient, and we need all the room we can get because we're going to have to take all of his machinery and supplies for his peritoneal dialysis every evening.
Okay. I don't see that that is one of the options that we're offering with this tour, but I can notate on the account so we can try to accommodate that as best as we can.
Okay, I can't, should I call the hotel and talk to them, or is it something you have to do?
That's something that we'll have to do.
Okay, because it's really, really important with him and all of his, I don't know if you're talking, you know what I'm talking about when I say peritoneal dialysis, that we will have boxes and boxes of supplies plus a big machine that we will carry with us for his dialysis every evening.
Okay, and I do see here that you have requested for a tow and shower. Is that right?
Well, actually, it was a walk-in shower. I don't know how it got to that word, but if it's, well, he is not handicapped, so I could not, in all good essence, request a handicap room in case somebody who truly is, but he can't maneuver.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Because of his dialysis and all the equipment and everything we have to do for him, I requested a low floor in case we ever did have to do steps, because that's going to be really hard for him. And a walk-in shower, if it's at all possible, as you would have in a handicap accessible room, because of all the equipment and everything else we're going to have to take with us.
Yes, ma'am. So I fixed that wording there because for some reason it had toll, TOLL instead of walk-in shower, but I got that fixed. And you said you
Okay.
wanted two double bedding, is that right?
Well, there t it's two queens.
Two queens.
They have them. They're available. He's 6'2". and 250. So he's a big man. He doesn't fit on a regular bed. And plus, like I said, he's going to have lots of equipment attached to him every night. So if we could have an accessible room with two queen beds, that'd be great. But I don't want to take it away from somebody else. It's just that it's going to be hard.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So I've got that request submitted for you, and we try to accommodate that as fast as we can.
Okay. So what you're saying is, hey, I wrote it down, but it ain't going to happen. Okay.
Yes. Is there any other questions or concerns that you have today?
Well, no, apparently, because there's nothing that y'all can fix.
Okay. Well, thank
but you did fix the address, and you're going to send me another email, correct?
Yes, that's
I mean, you noted the address, and you will send another email.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. Have a wonderful day.
You too.